This is Senator Al Simpson. First, Shevardnadze quits, and then the head of the KGB warns against making any further reforms in the Soviet Union. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, what's your crystal ball say on the Soviet Union? Somebody should tell the KGB the Cold War is over. They've been spewing out some pretty harsh stuff lately, and maybe it should make us think what would happen to U.S.-Soviet relations if Gorbachev got the boot. Ted, I know some of your old pals just learned to pronounce glasnost and perestroika, but 6 months after censorship was officially abolished, Soviet television was told not to air a program about Shevardnadze's resignation. And now there's even a story they stuffed the ballot box to elect Gorbachev's new vice president. Shades of Cook County. Ted, the U.S. is doing all in its power to help Gorbachev succeed and to solve the terrible problems that face him. But let's be so careful and cautious to prevent being unprepared if Gorbachev should fail and we get stuck with somebody who thinks Stalin was a libertarian.
Al, Gorbachev would be glad to trade his Nobel Peace Prize for an economics prize. The goodwill he's earned in the West is not worth many rubles in bad times at home, with people suffering and no end in sight. To some extent, Al, the situation's like what we faced in this country in the years immediately after our own revolution. 13 quarreling colonies, newly freed from King George and savoring their liberty, had enough sense to realize they could no longer survive under the loose ties of the Articles of Confederation. They formed a new federal union under a constitution that wisely allocated powers between the central government and the states. Under Gorbachev, the Soviet Union is going through that kind of crisis and reappraisal now, struggling to find a reasonable balance between their central government and the Soviet republics. Let's hope they find it soon, Al, with as much help from us as they need. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the B-2 Bomber. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.